Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Care Self Consciousness. This week we'll be talking on the ever-changingness of life, how we never really truly stop changing. And sometimes when we do stop changing, we start to kind of kill ourselves. I don't mean like suicidally, just, you know, the energy goes down. On this show, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. Hi, Lori.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep, we're on.
Okay.
Yep.
I just did the introduction. Would you like to talk on this week's topic?
Just 2 seconds. Sure. Life is change. Life is change. You know, we know that, and there is a piece, and still there's a huge piece that resists change. And isn't that interesting? It's the paradox of life. Like, okay, life has changed, we're going to keep going, and yet then there's this whole matrix part of ourselves that's like, no, don't want to go there, don't want to do change. So what would it take to make change in our lives and choices to be super easy? And less stress than what we have been creating. That this whole entire matrix, or if you would, all those points of views that have been stopping us. So everything that is, and everything that brings up, and all the pauses, and all the hesitations, and all of the, oh, I can't do it, so would we just turn and create those, please? Good,
yeah.
Bad, right, wrong, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. The resistance to change is something that came up when we spoke of this. Like watching people get stuck in something, like people who choose to work at one place for their whole lives. And I mean, if you love what you're doing, that's great. But if you're like just stuck there because you don't want to change and you don't want to leave and you like the poop you're swimming in, you know, that's a little bit different.
Right.
But if you're resisting doing anything else or resisting growing and changing, that's something totally different. And also when you, for that, like if you've been incarcerated somewhere, what have you made so vital about causal incarceration and incarnation that creates everything in physical reality you cannot change? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Okay.
And another one, what invention? An invention is an energetic, you could say an invention is just like a bunch of energetic matrices, so that we ourselves created. And we might have created it by watching the patterns of our family, or long time lifetimes of experiences. But invention is another word for the matrices and for the angles. I gotta hit on it, like these energetic angles and lines that we've bought into. So all the inventions of the terror of change and those barriers, perceived barriers that are actually don't even exist. And we've made them, they exist by us making them significant and important. That would we destroy and create all that, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What have we made so vital, valuable, and real? The invention of non-movement, non-life changes have we been choosing and using? Everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Good and bad, right and wrong, puck and pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. What have we made so vital, valuable, and real of the inventions and the distractions and the points of view that life and change is scary, difficult, and to be climbed? Everything that is, would you like to destroy and uncreate it all, please?
Yep.
Good and bad, right and wrong, puck and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and dads. Oh, there was something I listened to, a Voice America call from last week, and it was cool. I got the energy of this. It's the bastardization. Excuse me. And bastardization is where you've discombobulated, you've confused, you've made it not, you've bastardized, you've made it unclear, which then doesn't allow you to create something beyond it. So what bastardization of life changes have you been choosing that hasn't made choice and change super easy? But if you would choose, it would change all realities. Everything that is, would you destroy and create it all, please? Good and bad, right and wrong, puck and pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the bastardization of your own reality to fit into this reality have you been choosing? Everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Good and bad, right and wrong, puck and pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. It's your reality. What does that even mean? It's like your choices, your desires, what you and your being, your body, what would you really like if nothing matters, money didn't matter, making money not significant, what other people would like you to do, what your parents would like you to do, how much easier would choice and change be? And everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, paddle, nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Reality. What's reality? What's beyond this reality? We keep saying that, but, so what will it take for it to really show up? And what will it take for, like, when something shows up in front of you, you perceive or you get like, wow, that's something that I want to do. We'll just light up your life and light up, you can see like woohoo, like the clouds part and the golden path is in front of you. Now there might be little bits and pieces that don't fit, but what would it take for that to just be that easy? That, oh, okay, I'll choose that. What would it take for choice to be very easy and clear and clarity with it? And everything and everything does make that easy, would you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yeah.
Good and bad, right and wrong. Puck and pot, online shorts, boys and beyonds. Okay, go ahead.
I was going through stuff today. This one actually pinged me, and I thought it made no sense for this call, but it's something, this is an old process that came back up in the latest foundation class, but it's called the Fraud Patrol Clearing. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the fraud patrols of finance, reality, money, linearity, relationships, family, spirituality, sex and sexual freedom, ethnicity, law, cultural separation, humanoid embodiment and healing, humanoid humor that keeps you seeking the wrongness of you through them and you and everything they are and everything you are and everything they will not be and everything you will not be and everything that is times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Oh,
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, hot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Yay. Well, I applaud you. You found it. I mentioned this to Danielle last night, and I sat down a little bit in that, well, I don't know where it is, and I'm not going to dig around and find it. So, yay, you did it. You took initiative and you found it. And that is exactly the clearing that is up right now, and it is digging into some deep levels. So I recommend that this is, you listen to this call over and over. If there's something pinging you in that life just has been still kind of nagging at you that there's not a lot of ease in it, try, let's say that one again, Danielle, and go kind of slow so people can hear it all, because that's a buttload. So,
what
and,
have you made?
And with, okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, okay, what I was going to say, with this, you need to write it down and put it on a loop, which is take any kind of recorder and speak it to, in the recorder, and then do the clearing statement and run this one for a while, because this goes through so many levels. So there's a lot of energies and the matrices and inventions and times and realities. So this isn't one to just do a couple times. I highly recommend you put this baby on some kind of tape recorder. Use a tape recorder. Find a tape recorder or a Walkman and listen to this one for a while. Okay, go ahead.
What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the fraud patrols of finance, reality, money, linearity, relationships, family, spirituality, sex, and sexual freedom, ethnicity, law, cultural separation, humanoid embodiment and healing, humanoid humor that keeps you seeking the wrongness of you through them and you and everything they are and everything you are and everything they will not be and everything you will not be. And everything that is will be destroyed and uncreated at all times of God's billion. Oh,
yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. One more time. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the fraud patrols of finance, reality, money, linearity, relationships, family, spirituality, sex and sexual freedom, ethnicity, law, cultural separation, humanoid embodiment and healing, humanoid humor that keeps you seeking the wrongness of you through them and you, and everything they are and everything you are not and everything they will not be and everything you will not be and everything that is, times of God's billions, will you destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. I honestly think we could probably spend the next 12 minutes reading that and not get much lighter.
You know what? Maybe we could just do that. But if that's what it is, what else is required? Because how much of this have you been tapped into, Danielle? And how much of this has been actually what's been happening? Your awareness of what all the stuff coming up to be cleared and to be changed.
Okay. New foundation would bring it up for me. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the fraud patrols of finance, reality, money, linearity, relationships, family, spirituality, sex and sexual freedom, ethnicity, law, cultural separation, humanoid embodiment and healing, and humanoid humor that keeps you seeking the wrongness of you through them and you and everything they are and everything you are and everything they will not be and everything you will not be and everything that is times you got billions so you destroy and create it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Oh, it just made me nauseous this time. Fuck.
I know. That is so awesome. Yeah, you know, Danielle, that we've been tapping right into. Because it's that what you're refusing to be and what I'm refusing to, you know, what they're refusing to do and what I'm refusing to be, that piece in there is like, it's all the projections, man. It's all the projections that's been going on. Cool, man. Do it again. And everything that is, let's destroy and uncrate that motherfucker. Times of God being good, bad. Right, wrong, pot, pot, online, church, boys, and yes. Okay, again, please.
Okay, what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the fraud patrols of finance, reality, money, linearity, relationships, family, spirituality, sex and sexual freedom, ethnicity, law, cultural separation, humanoid embodiment and healing, and humanoid humor that keeps you seeking the wrongness of you through them and you and everything they are and everything you are and everything they will not be and everything you will not be and everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Yes. Yeah.
Everything you've made so vital, valuable, and real.
Bores me out. What?
Did I say the clearing statement?
I just said kind of quiet. Oh. Anything that is, would you destroy them, create it all, please? Good, bad, yes. Right, wrong, puck, pot, on my interest, boys and beyond.
Can you talk for a minute? I'm going to go on mute. I really need to blow my nose.
Sure. So there was another clearing. I'm going to go back to the bastardization because I can at least remember that. What bastardization of the infinite possibilities, the infinite choice? Oh, what bastardization of the space of total allowance have we been entrained into of judgment? All the judgments that have entrained us and been implanted upon us that doesn't allow us to be in the space, the choice, and the possibility beyond judgment. Everything that is, would you destroy it, uncreate it all, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, talk,
yes.
Pot, online, church, boys, and beyond.
Okay.
That was really
convoluted,
but it was just... That was really convoluted, but it was a lot of different energies coming up. So, everything that
I
is,
have,
times of God's journey. Good, bad, right, wrong, talk, pot, online, church, boys, and beyond. Okay, go ahead.
Four other processes on change I want to share before we get back to running the fraud patrol again.
Sure.
And if you, by any chance, have the out of control, out of concentricities process anywhere, if you could dig that up, that would be great. I'm not on the right computer to dig it up. Rather than being angry at this reality, ask what you can be or do that can allow this to change. And everything that doesn't allow you to do that, destroy and uncreate it all. Time to Godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online shows, boys and beyond. I probably should share that one last. How much energy are you using to create the resistance to possibility rather than choosing possibility? And how much of that is an addiction to not changing? And all of your addictions to not changing and not being aware of the possibilities, will you destroy and uncreate all that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And how many auto response systems do you have to take judgment out of others as a way to change it? Why did I copied the wrong one. Everything that is, times the Godzillion, destroy and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Resonance can I be that will allow this to dissipate and change with total ease? And everything that doesn't allow that, times the Godzillion, destroy and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Okay.
Can you do that one again?
The last one. What resonance can I be that would allow all of this to dissipate and change with total ease? And everything that doesn't allow that, destroying and creating all times you got billion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Do you have something to say?
Can you do that one more time? That was really awesome.
What resonance can I be that would allow this to dissipate and change with total ease?
Yeah.
And
cool.
Everything that doesn't allow that. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online shorts, boys and beyond.
Cool. Yay. Yeah. Awesome.
And I'm digging back here. What? Where'd it go? Uh-oh. I lost the big one.
The big one? The fraud patrol.
I
can find it.
It just needs to load because it's in a different color and text than the email. Or at least, nope, that's not there. What did I do?
I bet I can find it.
I think after reading it so many times, I haven't memorized.
That's a lot of words and a lot of different energies. I'm coming. I'm looking for it myself. Did it totally disappear on you? Yeah, I got to go back a little ways, but I know I have it. This is a pause from our sponsors while we let this energy settle.
I won't sing to you people. I won't torture with you with that.
Questions.
Questions.
How about
for
everything
me?
Where all the control freak pieces that were actually misaligned and misconstrued, would we destroy and create that? Good,
yes.
Bad, right, wrong, puck, paddle, nine, twist, poison, everywhere where control has been bastardized. What bastardization of control have I been using to create the choices in my life that I've been choosing? Oh, I mean, that is times of God doing, we destroy and uncreate it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, paddle, nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what bastardization of the awarenesses that I have been, that my body and being have, that I've put in, locked into my body as my own and locked them in, everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pock, pot, online, switch, boys, and beyond. Oh, I found the fraud patrol. Do you want me to do it again?
Yeah.
What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the fraud patrols of finance, reality, money, linearity, relationships, family, spirituality, sex and sexual freedom, authenticity, law, cultural separations, humanoid embodiment, and healing that keeps you seeking the wrongness of you through them and everything they are. Everything that is, with times of God's day, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good,
yeah,
and bad, pock and pot, online, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Yeah.
Oh, what VVR offenses of rejection and withdrawal that requires you to every form of wrongness. Every form of wrongness you have ever been that validates, you have ever been that validates you deserve everything someone else is doing to you. Blah, 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 everything that is. Would you destroy and upgrade it out, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, pop,
yeah,
paddle, nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. What VV are offenses of rejection and withdrawal that requires you to
disappeared on me too?
Saying,
what the fuck?
It just totally, yeah, everything that was and everything that brings up and everything that just that isn't even letting it show up, would you destroy and uncreate it all? That you deserve everything, the finishing part of it, that you deserve everything that everyone is doing to you. Oh, everything that is and all, would you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Good and bad, right and wrong,
yeah,
Puck and pot, online, shirts, boys and beyonds.
I'm really not amused right now because it just completely disappeared off my computer. Like,
I know,
nowhere
it disappeared on mine. It disappeared on mine again. Let's see, I could probably find this again. Have we blown it? Is that enough? Is it just that's enough?
I think we've done what we can for today on that one. What resonance,
yeah,
can I be that would allow this to dissipate and change with total ease?
Yeah, and how about this? What energy, space, and everything that is, would you just, that won't allow that to be super easy, would you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Good and bad,
yeah,
right and wrong, pock and pot, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. And what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to create the most ease with change that everything we've talked about on this call today would allow us? It was total ease in totality for all eternity. Everything and anything will,
yes,
allow that to be easy. Would you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
I'm referring to everything that we've brought up about fraud patrol. Where energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to create the most dynamic change around the fraud patrol issues with total ease for all eternity? Anything,
yes,
that will not allow that, would you destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad,
yes,
right, wrong, pop, pod, online, switch, boys, and beyonds. Oh, cool, thanks.
And I found the other process I wanted to run, which, what energy,
okay,
space, and consciousness can you be to be out of control, out of definition, out of form, out of structure and significance, out of linearities and concentricities for all eternity, Cool. And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, bottom, top, all nine, truth, void, and beyond. And then I'm going to read it the way that I found it. What energy, space, and consciousness can you be to be out of control, out of definition, out of form, out of structure and significance, out of linearities and concentricities with other people for all eternity, and everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good, all nine, truth, void, and beyond. Don't you dare.
Careful. Yeah.
No, the cat just started backing my cords.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Cool.
He doesn't like that.
So everything this is, we've done a lot today, folks. We might cut this a little short, but this has been an awesome call. I'm going to listen to this call again. We just have, that is so much energy in this. So thank you so much to everyone.
Yeah.
You got anything else, Daniel?
Lori is hosting in the Denver area this weekend, right? Ann Maxwell doing the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
For more information on that, get a hold of Lori through either the Carousel of, well, on Facebook, Carousel of Consciousness, or go to her website, living-in-magic.com. Lori and I are also going to be doing a tour of bar classes and body process classes through the state of Michigan next month. We'll be starting in the Ann Arbor area, working our way around the Traverse City and Cadillac area, and also going up to St. Ignace. And for more information on that, also get a hold of us through Carousel of Consciousness on Facebook or go to one of our websites. I can be found at DanielleClaudia.com. I also, Julia Sotis, will be coming to Brighton, Michigan, the end of June. And, again, for more information, get a hold of us through Facebook. All right, we've got three minutes left, and I
thank
say
you so much.
Week, right?
Okay, bye.
Bye.